The British are coming! The British are coming! That was the cry of Paul Revere back in 1775 when he rode from Boston to Lexington. His job was to tell everybody to get ready because there wasn't much time and they needed to prepare, for the British were coming. He wanted them to get ready for themselves. He wanted to get their families ready. He wanted communities to get ready for the coming of the British. Well, today on November 27th in 2016, that doesn't necessarily make a whole lot of sense. But you could say that we today are saying, your king is coming. Your king is coming. Today is the first Sunday in Advent for this year. And we need to tell everyone to get yourself ready. We need to get our families ready. We need to get the community ready. We need to get everyone ready because our King is coming soon. I don't know about you, but after 65 or so Christmases that I can remember, they're getting a little old. Now, you might say that's a pretty odd or crass thing for someone standing in the pulpit to say. So maybe I should explain before we get too far along. You see, I'm tired of hearing Christmas songs in October. I'm tired of seeing Christmas trees in September. I'm tired of Christmas decorations being up before Halloween. Black Fridays are boring, and Cyber Mondays bother me, and Small Business Saturdays are a problem. I'm tired of all the hype that's put on Christmas. This year, I was even advised that between sometime in November and the 15th of January, there are 27 religious holidays. Okay? But the suggestion was that I should honor them all. Bah humbug. I want to celebrate Christmas, the season when we celebrate Christ's birth. But perhaps I am a little more sad than I am angry. You see, I am looking forward to a Christmas with Christ in it. I'm not looking forward to the Christmas of presents and contents that cannot be opened until December 25th. I want to hear that familiar story about Jesus' birth. I want to hear about the heavenly host singing glory to God in the highest. I want to hear the story about the shepherds following the star in the fields. I want to hear about Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus in the manger. That's the Christmas that I want to live. That's the Christmas that I want to celebrate. But the problem for us gets to be, as we look around at the world, sometimes we might have doubts about this Christmas story that we celebrate, that we look forward to. Could it be that those people who talk about holiday trees and sing or say happy holidays might be right? Might it be that Christmas is just a time for presents and merrymaking? The children of Israel had doubts in their days as well. That was 1,000 years before Jesus came. Now, 2,000 years later, we too might have doubts. Is he really coming? Do we really need to be ready? What if none of that really happened? What if all the skeptics might be right? There are so many who don't believe. Perhaps I'm the odd person. Perhaps I'm wrong. Well, there's a problem with that thinking. Because if we tend to think that way, if we let the world lead us astray, then our hearts can become hardened. And God's words and promises are not there. It can lead to spiritual decay, and over time, our faith can slowly erode. That light of the Holy Spirit that shines within us can grow dimmer and dimmer each year. And that means that the dinginess and darkness of the world sticks to us more and more. And even worse, we might come up with the idea that, well, we don't really need to be rescued by a Savior anyway. I'm not really that bad a person. I attend worship most of the time. I give to worthy causes for the poor. I'm an okay person. But over the years, that slowly decays your faith, and that can have a disastrous impact on us as Christians. And so we might also wonder, if Jesus comes each year, his light is getting brighter, then why is it that my congregation seems to be shrinking? Why is it that our synod is shrinking? Why is it that all Christianity seems to be in decline? If only we knew when Jesus was coming back in the flesh, that would solve all our problems. But in the meantime, since we don't know when that day will be, it's easy for us to flounder in a sea of confusion and frustration. So we might further ask, what has happened to that old-fashioned spiritual Christmas? Well, perhaps it's because we have had some disregard for the season of Advent. Many churches today don't have Advent services. That's intended to be a time of quiet meditation and preparation. And that's what I want you to think about today, is preparation for Advent, preparation for Christmas, preparation for Christ coming not only to earth, but in your heart. If Christ is going to come into your heart, then your heart must be softened. And a softened heart requires that there be repentance. And without repentance, our hearts will be so full of worldly things that there will be no room in the inn for Christ to be born again. And so, what are we to do? The answer is we must be prepared. Not only like the Americans prepared for the coming of the British, we also need to be prepared for the coming of Christ. So consider this. Before a big game, the team always practices their plays over and over again. Before a recital, the pianist carefully picks her music and plays it over and over again. And before a play, actors go over their lines time and time again, all of this to get prepared to do what they do. So for us Christians, this Advent season is a time for us to prepare for the coming of our King. It's a time for us to consider our sinful condition, to recognize again that we are sinful and broken people, to accept that we need a Savior who's going to rescue us from the brokenness that we experience in this world. We need to repent and be absolved of our sins so that our hearts are softened and ready for Christ's coming. So you might say, well, how do we overcome all the temptations and the doubts that we might have? All of the things that the world would impose on us to make us question the validity of the Christmas that we celebrate. How do we prepare for that King coming at Christmas? We must prepare our lives. We must prepare our hearts. When Jesus came to Bethlehem, he fulfilled the prophets of the Old Testament. He came to rescue and deliver all of us sinful humanity. And so this Advent, we need to be reminded that Holy Spirit within us at our baptism empowers us to live life differently. Certainly not perfectly, we all know that. But when we live each day unto itself, then we realize that he has given us one day to do as we may that one day that he would have us do. You see, the Holy Spirit would like to work through us today. He would like to help us do something. It might be something very simple. We might not even recognize that we're doing it at the time. It could be as simple as a visit to someone who can't get to church. It might be as simple as a gift to a child. It might be a kind word to a friend. Or it might be something as simple as a smile to a stranger. Or it might be something truly great, but totally unnoticed by anyone else around you. But God will see. Jesus will see that you have done. The Holy Spirit within us loves to work with us each and every day as we prepare for Christ's coming this Advent. In December of 1903, the Wright brothers finally were successful at getting their flying machine airborne. They managed to get it to fly 120 feet, maybe a couple times the length of this sanctuary. But they were thrilled, and they sent a telegraph to their sister Kathleen. "We have actually flown 120 feet," they announced. "We will be coming home for Christmas." Kathleen hurried to the local newspaper office to make that information known. And she showed that telegram to the local editor of the newspaper. He glanced at it and said, "How nice. The boys are coming home for Christmas." You see, he totally missed the point. He missed the point that they had actually achieved flight. He only saw that the boys were coming home from Christmas. So I say to you, let's not miss out. Let's not miss the point of this Christmas that comes. Let us not miss the point that Jesus, our King, will come. May that message empower this entire world. And may, at least if it cannot empower the world, then let it empower the people of this congregation so that you and I have hearts that are softened and ready for Christ's coming. As we prepare for Christ's coming, we need to be reminded again and again. He came 2,000 years ago. He will come again this Christmas for us. And he will come again on that last judgment day to take us home to heaven. And so I say to you that over the next 4 weeks of Advent, we need to begin and continue to prepare ourselves, our lives, our hearts for Christmas. For you see, it is the beautiful task of Advent to remind us of God's promise and renew in all of us the knowledge of his mercy and forgiveness, which offers hope of eternal life to us all. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.